From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. At least 10 people were injured Wednesday by an explosion at a supermarket in St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city and the site of a deadly subway bombing this year. The investigative committee, the nation's top investigative agency, said a device containing 200 grams of explosives went off at a storage area for customers' bags. It said the device was rigged with metal to cause more damage. Alexander Kloss, the chief of the local branch of the investigative committee, said 10 people were hospitalized with injuries. No one has claimed responsibility for the explosion. One witness said there was no panic. While officials stopped short of branding the explosion as a terror attack, the National Anti-Terrorism Committee that oversees anti-terror efforts in Russia said it was coordinating the search for suspects. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko on Wednesday greeted newly released prisoners who were handed over in Kramatorsk. It was one of the biggest exchanges of prisoners between Ukrainian authorities and Russian-backed separatists since the start of the armed conflict, and a sign of progress in the implementation of a 2015 peace deal. Rebels from the self-proclaimed separatist republics handed over 74 captives, while Ukraine's government delivered 233. Released prisoners shouted and clapped, "Glory to Ukraine!" Some had been held for more than a year. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump paid a post-Christmas visit to firefighters in Florida on Wednesday. While thanking first responders stationed at West Palm Beach Fire Rescue, Trump also talked about legislative accomplishments, including the recent Republican tax bill. He said things were going very well with the stock market and retirement savings plans. Trump thanked the firefighters for the work they do and said they were doing a fantastic job. The 71-year-old president spent the holidays at his private Mar-a-Lago estate and golfing at his club in Florida. Liberian voters are waiting for the results of yesterday's run for president. It pits Senator and former sports star George Weah against Vice President Joseph Boakye. Reuters says the National Elections Commission has asked both candidates and media not to declare victory ahead of the formal announcement, which is now expected on Thursday. VOA's James Buddy is in Monrovia.
So they are supposed to have a news conference to give what probably will be their first preliminary official results from Tuesday's runoff election. Mwea Chai of the African Union said that based on what they are told by their observers, the electoral process on Tuesday was held in a peaceful and transparent manner.
That's VOA's James Buddy in Monrovia. Two Reuters journalists have been detained in Myanmar now for another 2 weeks on Wednesday. Rosanna Pilfot reports.
Two Reuters journalists detained in Myanmar for the past 2 weeks were remanded back into custody on Wednesday for a further 14 days. Wah Lone and Cho So-un appeared at a court in Yangon over allegations they breached the nation's Official Secrets Act. The two were allowed to meet their families and their lawyer for the first time since their arrest on December the 12th. The journalists had worked on Reuters' coverage of the migrant crisis, which has seen an estimated 655,000 Rohingya Muslims flee from a military crackdown in the western state of Rakhine. Myanmar's Ministry of Information has said they illegally acquired information with the intention to share it with foreign media. They could face a maximum prison sentence of 14 years.
That's Rosanna Philpott reporting. A suicide car bomb at the military base in southern Afghanistan Wednesday has killed at least two soldiers. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.